And good afternoon, folks. Thanks for listening in to the Agriculture Show. Today's guest is Vin Maru, and it's an odd day today because it doesn't know if it wants to be summer. Or fall.
Yeah, it's nice and comfortable.
It's very comfortable. Sometimes that hot weather in the spring or in the summer is just like, wipes you out.
Absolutely.
Vin's brought in some great songs today, so I think we're going to start by right off the bat. He likes Black Crowes. How come you like that song? I like that band. Do you see them before?
I saw them many times in concert.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, one venue that was just amazing.
Yeah.
Like a little venue, a few hundred people in there.
Yeah.
It used to be the Opera Theater downtown Toronto.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a regular concert goer by any chance?
Pardon?
Are you a regular concert goer?
Used to be. Not so much now in my older age, but, you know, still love the music, love going to concerts back in the day, for sure.
All right. We're just going to play this. We'll come right back. Hopefully our Facebook video won't blank us out. I'm sure it will, but we'll certainly have the intact audio on the Radio Waterloo site. Check us out on Facebook Live. We're there now. Vin and I. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah. And so we'll play that and come right back.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Hi, this is John Malloy. I'm the member of Provincial Parliament for Kitchener Centre. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. The Federation's goal is to promote the farm community and support the innovation, hard work and compassion that's emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer, with the needs of society.
I'm Dave Piper from the North Dumfries Historical Preservation Society. What do I like about community radio? Well, I think it helps create an identity for the local community. And all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
We're back, and thanks for listening in to community radio. In fact, it's the best. It's the best of the best, right, Vin?
That's right.
It's a good deal. Yeah. And so if you check us out, folks, we're on Facebook Live. We'll accept your looking forward to your comments and questions. We'll try to get them in about our fourth or section of our show today, because that's when we have a few to look at, hopefully, and hopefully you'll be one of them. This is September 18th of 2018, and Vin Maru is our guest today. Great choice of songs there. What we want to do now, Vin, is let's get to know you a bit. So, sure. Like, when you sit down at a holiday feast table at your house, how many people are sitting around the table with you?
Wow. Lately hasn't been as much, but, you know, back in the day when with family got together, you'd be 15 people or so. You know, aunts and uncles get together, but now not so much.
And where is the home you all go to? You have parents living yet, or do you go to your sister? What do you?
Well, no, my parents are actually in town. I grew up in Kitchener,
very
Waterloo.
Nice, lovely.
Kind of moved away when I was about 19, 20 to university, then mm-hmm. into Toronto, mm-hmm. and came back a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, a busy life.
Has been ups and downs, absolutely. But sometimes they're a lot busier than others. Especially lately, I've been nuts with hours and work more than anything.
Any hobbies you like to do besides your work? Are you climbing? Are you a rock climber? Are you building model boats? Sports?
You know, God did my stint of going skiing, playing golf, rock climbing even, and, you know, just general stuff, like hanging out with friends and all that. But more so lately, my hobby, the biggest one is always loved gardening.
Oh,
and
nice.
So now, kind of, you know, what we'll be talking about later, it's growing on scale. So
yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a great show, Vin. It's just wonderful. It had a nice tie-in. So you went to University of Waterloo here?
No, actually, Brock and St. Catharines.
Oh, so you were born and raised here?
I was actually born in India.
Okay.
Came here when I was a few years old. Don't remember anything about India from childhood. But
did you ever see a family back there? Yeah.
I've gone back twice. Once when I was a child, once maybe 7-8 years ago.
Nice. So
lots of family there, but it's just not a place that...
No, that's not your home, because our reality is when we're a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I had no ties or affiliation besides extended family, mm-hmm. and, you know.
Yeah,
great place to visit, I think, but I'd never want to live there.
So you ended up here in Kitchener, Waterloo, then you went to St. Catharines University.
Yeah, and then moved to Toronto from there.
Yeah.
And
life full circuit here, back here again.
And back here a few years now,
That's a good story. I like to hear that. It's just surprising, you know, the sort of things that we all go through in our lifetime, the moves, the reasons, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think, you know, after graduated university, you're kind of in your own element, you're doing your own thing and stuff. And then as you get older, you know, you get your priorities change. You want to be around friends and family a little more and feel more connected. So that's part of it.
Good. I get that. I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of people like to move back home again.
Yeah.
They felt.
Now, I don't know if this is going to be permanent home for me, but it's home for now. And, you know, who knows what the future will bring.
Okay. Let's play another song. Vin, you have a great selection of songs here. I see Bob Marley's up here next. Does that sound like one you want to play next?
Sure.
Tell us about Bob Marley. Have you been to see one of his concerts, should I ask?
No.
Is on your bucket list?
Well, he's passed away
a
long
time. Well,
that's
true. You can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be hard. But, you know, I think Peter Tosh is one of his partners still. And then the Wailers, I think they're around.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bob Marley tunes like anyone else. But definitely it would have been someone I'd love to see back in the day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right. Let's play it. We'll come back, folks. Let's stay locked in. Fresh up that coffee. We'll be right back. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 102.7.
Joints at night, smoke two joints in the afternoon, and it makes me feel alright.
hope to rejoice in time of peace into a time of war. Smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke no more. That's what I do. Oh. My man, she once told me, son, you be hard working. Mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can. Then one day, I met a man who came to me and said, yeah, hard work good, hard work fine, but first take care of him. In the morning, I smoked two joints at night. Smoked two joints in the video game. Smoked two joints in time of peace. Into a time of war. Smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke.
I'm Stephanie Sobeck-Swant from RARE. This is Community Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is Tim Lewis, jazz musician, piano player, and singer. Just wanted to let you know how much I enjoy community radio. Community radio is the voice of us, playing local music, talking about local events. I love it so much, I even got my own show on community radio. So keep listening, and thanks for listening.
Vin, good. We just got lots of time. Vin happened to have a show here. It's our second part of our show. We're going to ask him what he does. And Vin, you have a show here on the at CKMS Radio as well.
Yeah.
And you know, here we are talking all kinds of tech stuff because you know, this is our new gig.
Yeah, think. Yeah, absolutely. It's new to me, but I started a show about back at the beginning of August.
Yeah. So this is a good segue into the next question I'd like to ask guests in this second segment. So what do you do, Vin? We know I've already spilled the beans. You're doing some radio here at the station, but tell us what you do.
Wow, you know, people ask me this, and I always say it's like I'm all over the board, jack of all trades, specialty of none.
Yes.
But the last 5 years, I have spent working in the cannabis industry.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's since 2013 when I first realized that they were going to be legalizing, commercializing the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunities were abound. So at that point, you know, I just figured, all right, this is a great great way to enter the industry legally. Mm-hmm. Not that I was ever part of the legal system at all, but mm-hmm. Just, you know, a new emerging market, lots of opportunities. And so, yeah, I was writing about financial stuff and looking at investment opportunities before that.
Yeah.
And particularly in the resource sector, precious metals. So, but when 2013 in the fall came, I was at a franchise show. Some guy was talking about taking his big industrial unit, breaking it up into several individual units, and then helping you get licensed to grow cannabis legally at that time. So yeah. I was like, what? They're going to legalize it and commercialize the industry? So I was like, yeah, I jumped right in.
Yeah. Well, it has really taken off, hasn't it? I don't know how you describe it, but it's intact so far with not only a corporate structure set up and regulations posed, so it's becoming a full-fledged business.
Absolutely.
You know, all the paperwork's got it being done, all the fundraising, the attracting investors, obliging to whatever legal documents you have to have. So
you're
in there with lots of people trying to give it a whirl. Good stuff.
Well, and there's lots of companies that have been doing this now since 2014. Let's say when the licensed producers got issued their licenses, you know, they've raised tons of capital. And I was providing coverage on that, looking at opportunities to invest with these companies early on. And, I mean, had you invested in the space 4 years ago when I was looking at this, the percentage of returns are phenomenal. I haven't seen many returns like that, except maybe in the crypto world.
Yeah, that's another hot topic there. People trying to get some just taking advantage and the opportunities and all the latest and newest technologies like that. It's just a great and wonderful opportunity for a business person to try something new and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So just for curiosity in general, like is there an association of people like yourself who join together like there's a lot of associations, like dentists have associations and our farm organization has associations. Is there such a creature yet in the marijuana business? Do they have a growers association or?
They always had one from, let's say, pre-legalization. There was it was informal because obviously it was a very gray market you want to call it that, or a black market at the time. But since legalization's happened, I mean, some of the LPs have created kind of these associations for the LPs in terms of the rollout of the industry and the governance and all that.
So, got it. Yeah.
And then there's also hemp industry associations that I'm connected into now. So it's, I think things are being developed as time goes on. So we're just going to start to see more associations.
I forgot about the hemp because in the agriculture community, there's a few guys trying to grow that, but they couldn't get a processing plant. It's like quite a fabric. So there's three parts to the marijuana thing now. There's the hemp, and there's medicinal, and then there's recreational.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's cannabis has lots of different uses. Hemp is more of the ruderalis plant of cannabis. So it's very, very low in THC. You could smoke pounds of it, and you'd never get high because it's at under 0.3.
You'd probably run out of oxygen first, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd kill your lungs before you ever would. But industrial hemp, I did a... something we could talk about later, but I was doing a presentation on the hemp and cannabis outdoor industry at the conference a couple of weeks ago. And, doing some research on that, kind of realized hemp was the biggest agricultural industry up until 1930s.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
What superseded it? Was it cotton took it over instead? There was it was a wonderful fat. It still is a unique and special type of product for making, they made money out of it and clothes and stuff like that.
What, 10,000 plus uses for the plant itself. When they started descheduling cannabis and making it illegal, they included hemp as part of it. So that, and I'm sure there was lots of lobbying by certain parties, but then the lumber industry grew as a result of it. The cotton industry came out of it. Oil industry got significantly bigger because of that. But, it was sad to see hemp get taken out of the ecosystem. And hopefully now, it's been back in Canada for a while now. They've been actually allowing hemp growing since 98, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but nothing like the scale of what hemp can be regrown in Ontario, Canada wide. I think it's one of the big trends that I see happening and a dynamic shift, actually.
So are people, the guys who are in the hemp or the marijuana business now, do they still do it right from all the way from growing to the marketing, or is it possible to contract out those various parts of a typical company? Like, so let's say you wanted to do the medicinal market's the most developed, I think, at this point, right? There's still, the point is,
yeah,
if you've got a marijuana company, so can you just buy the marijuana from someone else and then you do that processing and retailing? Or
well,
can you just only, can you buy the finished product and only be the marketing agent between the medicinal marijuana and the pharmacy? Can you pick and choose a bit there?
There are different licensing options.
Okay.
So up until now, yep, the licensed producers, you had to apply and have all that. They're the only ones that are allowed to grow right from start and have a finished final product. And which was only for medical patients up until this coming month.
Got it.
So October 17th, there's a recreation.
So you had to do the whole thing right from
packaging, everything,
wow,
even to the point where, you know, they were using a courier company to deliver the medicines to you,
wow,
directly.
They really did. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of things, processes and paperwork. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, it was kind of it to control the industry, especially as they're starting to roll it out. Now,
yeah,
what's happening, you know, starting now, they're actually offering different licensing options within the industry. So someone who maybe didn't have the millions and millions of dollars to set up a licensed producer facility but wants to enter the industry, they have different options now on smaller scales. To either do a micro cultivation, which is what they call the craft cannabis market.
Okay.
Another would be nursery. So if you just really plant to grow mother plants out and then take cuttings and sell off clones,
right,
there's going to be
like
that.
You don't want to get that. Right? It would seem over time, you would say, well, this is the one part of that I would put and I'll just contract this stuff out. You know, like I know with farm guys, like, you know, there's always been a pile of those guys with the end of the road, they sell in sweet corn. And then it soon became apparent, or tomatoes, and they said, well, there's just no sense me putting up a greenhouse for this, so I can buy perfectly good seedlings from somewhere else and put them in my garden, and I still produce a great product.
Yeah, well.
And it only made sense that to use this for the farm, she'll get this, farm out some of those
cheese. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that'll happen in the cannabis as the industry starts to develop out further. I mean, you know, talking to some of the people in the industry, we just realized we're just really scratching the surface
there's
of
so
this
many
industry.
Permutations you could
absolutely.
Have. Yeah.
And I mean, the opportunities are endless at this point, right? So even if you think you've missed out on either, you know, building a licensed producer company itself or part of it. No, there's so many ancillary businesses that are going to be spun out from this industry that, you know, I could foresee the next 5-10 years of just boom times for anyone entering the space.
What's the next big anniversary event coming up for the marijuana industry? Is there some pending legislation that has to happen before everything can kind of move along to the next step? Is there a significant event coming up that'll indicate the progression of the industry?
I think so, and it's really comes October 17th. We will have legalization in terms of the recreational market.
Okay,
so that's a big day, or kind of like the hurdle that everyone's been waiting
all right
for. Is that
good to know.
Now everyone across Canada, if they want to buy cannabis for consumption, they'll be able to do it legally through the system come October 17th.
And that's been delayed, though. It was supposed to be July 1st. Or
yeah, it was supposed to be early July, but then they had house bills and passings and just government delaying things to get things organized.
All right,
yeah.
So just it happened. It's pretty hard to get all that stuff right the first time.
But. Yeah, yeah. Well, it takes a while. I mean, there's a lot of factors to consider, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good stuff. We'll play another song, but just if anything comes to mind, we'll put that into our fourth section here. And folks, don't forget to send us some comments there. We're looking for that in our kind of a wrap up second to last section. We'll do some bit of wrap up and follow up on some of this stuff.
Sure.
And with that, we'll play another song. Now, here we go. What have I got? Runaway Bride. I still haven't found what I'm something or other. Who you two?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about this song, Vin. How come you like this one?
Wow. You know, I got introduced to you two when I was, you know, 7, 8, maybe at the time.
Yeah.
And as I grew older, it was one of the favorite bands that I've had back in the day that you really knew. And, you know, got to see him several times in concerts. But, you know, I thought it was just a kind of one of those songs to play.
Yeah.
Because I'm still looking, I guess. I don't think anyone has really found what they're looking for. Very few.
I'm just impressed. You brought along lots of great songs to choose from, so we had to whittle it down to the half dozen max that we can run through a typical show just for our breaks and the like. So, good choice. Let's play it, folks. Just stay locked in. We're back for the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 102.7.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Vin Maru from Invest in MJ and Golden Tech Media. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 on Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmers, producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're a radio guy, Vin. That was great. Thanks so much
trying.
For doing that.
Actually, I'm actually going to get coached soon.
Yeah,
taking some lessons on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Before we forget, folks, Vin, tell us about the web pages of the name of your companies, and where they go to find if they want more information.
Sure. Okay. So I started off in the industry more talking about the investment business opportunities. So that main site is called InvestIn, so INMJ.com.
Okay.
So it's like investing in the marijuana sector, Invest in MJ. But my media company is Golden Tech Media. And with that, I own about 150 website domains, which I've launched about 40 websites all related to the cannabis industry one way or another.
Okay. So, well, this is good. You've really been thinking this over. You've got, you got your finger in a couple of different streams here that are all going to be part of the marijuana business.
So. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Even to the point where I actually got into some of the grow equipment and selling that, doing distribution, mostly on the lighting side for indoor growing, but
right. Yeah. So, wow. Good stuff. Facebook and stuff, you do that too?
How
much more media can you handle, buddy?
Well, I've got my own stuff, but I haven't really built a big audience on Facebook. I'm more on LinkedIn, where I've got lots. Like I probably have about 8,000-9,000 connections on LinkedIn, of which 5,000-6,000 are in the cannabis sector, and then several thousand in the financial investment sector. So if it's social media for me, it's LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. I can't believe keeping up with all that jazz. All right. So you've this is a part of the show where actually I wanted to ask you, I didn't want to forget your web address, but this is the part of the show where I ask us, so what do you know about agriculture? So I'm pretty sure if someone said that, only white chickens give white eggs, you probably know that probably wasn't true.
Yep.
What do you know about agriculture you could tell people?
Wow. Besides gardening, personal gardening, large-scale agriculture, very little to this point. But, I mean, over the last 6 months, I've been looking at and talking to people in the hemp industry and trying to figure out solutions of how we can now bring more as a mainstream agricultural crop. And you touched on it when we were talking about it earlier. It's lots of people can grow hemp, but now how do you process the fibers and the plant material?
Right.
And
it's
part of one of the big bottlenecks that the industry is going to have to deal with and face over the coming years. But I think it will be addressed. I've talked to a couple of companies who are looking to invest heavily in the hemp industry in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So that will now mean maybe investments coming in and processing plants and being able to use the full plant material from hemp versus just using it for seeds, which is what it has been typically over the last.
Just for seed production, that was all you could grow hemp for.
Yeah, I mean, you get the hemp heart seeds. The Manitoba Harvest is one of the big companies that you're buying hemp seeds for food products, but and oils. But other than that, they never allowed the use of the flowers because of the THC, which is very minimal, 0.3% THC. But the great thing of hemp is it's high in CBD.
Right.
So you can get certain cultivars of hemp that are anywhere from 2 to 6, 7, I've heard 10% CBD, and CBD is going to be one of the big things that comes out in terms of the health and wellness and medical industry.
So this remind us, your host included, CBD, what does that stand for? What's that acronym?
Cannabidiol, I think it's.
Yeah.
So okay. Essentially what every human has what they call an endocannabinoid system.
Right.
So our body is naturally attuned to receiving cannabinoids.
Okay.
And most of the cannabinoids are from cannabis plants, but you can get cannabinoids from other plants, like CBD from other plants, but in highest levels of concentrations in cannabis.
Okay.
So our human body is naturally receptive to these cannabinoids, as well as animals and everyone else. So having made cannabis illegal over the 100+ years, we, you know, the governments in their thought process have really taken away something that our body should have naturally had, as well as the ecosystem should have had, because we're not just talking about our health now. We're talking about livestock and, you know, even in the agricultural industry, the farming industry, that plant, the whole hemp plant would have been great for feedstock for animals, but for replacement of hays, beddings, it could be, the whole plant could be used. And that's what I hope comes back now.
Yeah, so it's funny, you know, the agriculture aspect. Here you are. This is a crop, and it's all part of the. You know, I suppose at one time maybe you think of yourself as a farmer again. Is that? You got your finger in a lot, but there is a farm part to it.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah, we do have to think of this as just an agricultural crop.
You're trying to grow some and make a living and all that stuff, and as a farmer, you got to do that.
Well, here's the irony of it. Yeah. If the industry had gone to outdoor growing, which is actually growing for 2019,
yes.
Health Canada has made changes and they will allow outdoor grow, even from the licensed producers. But people have asked me, Vin, what do you think of the pricing of cannabis? And, you know, we're talking anywhere from $8 to $10 a gram plus taxes and all of this. I've done the numbers. It could run you $15, $16 of pre-tax income to buy a gram of cannabis. But here's the reality of it all. And people have asked me, I go, well, how much does it cost to grow a pound of tomatoes on average?
Right.
So is cannabis really any different? It's still a plant.
Yeah.
It has the same crop cycle, maybe different nutrient requirements. It's a heavy feeder, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be much more different than the growing tomatoes. And I don't know, maybe high quality organic tomatoes sells for $5-6 a pound. I'm not sure, but I would think wholesale $2-3 a pound. So when you start to see cannabis where in the gray market or even up until now, you're talking $1,200, $1,400, $2,000 a pound wholesale price, retail, you're $3,000-$4,000 a pound. There's a disconnect, obviously, because it really, if you consider it as an agricultural product and treat it as such, maybe you have more hands-on and stuff like this. $10-$20 a pound to grow quality cannabis would be a high number.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is because the government rules, regulations, all the markups and the costs and just and not being treated as an agricultural product or a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have the pricing we do with cannabis versus all other products in the agricultural industry.
Yeah, every agricultural commodity seems to have its own peculiarities to the end of pricing. Some some are bulk commodities, typically corn and soybeans. Some are more specialized, certain vegetables, and of course, cannabis is a very specialized agricultural crop. So it's always quite amazing how the marketing systems evolve to match the availability. Like, so now it's, there's a classic there. Field grown cannabis is going to harvest once or twice a year, summertime. You can't grow it in the winter outside.
Big harvest, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas as the technology gets better and you can do in greenhouses, you can grow all year round.
Well, some of the licensed producers are actually growing in greenhouses, so they are producing year round. What I see happening in terms of an outdoor grow for cannabis, which will be allowed in 2019. I see a lot of properties that have greenhouses, and let's say they just want to capture the whole summer season. They'll start their mother's cuttings early in the greenhouse, you know, grow them out so they're, you know, nice young plants,
yep.
and then start throwing them outside when the seasons allow, and then you've
just
got
like
these
growing tobacco. It's the same as growing tobacco.
The tobacco industry is eyeing the cannabis industry significantly. Yeah. I mean, the alcohol industry is now already.
They would make a good fit. Those tobacco guys that would know how to grow. Cannabis for sure. I would think.
Well, one of the licensed producers here in town actually, their family came from the tobacco farming industry, now. The children they've gotten out of tobacco growing, but ironically, they're now back in cannabis and they've got a licensed facility here in town. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's great that, it seemed like a good fit for you to come in. It's a very current topic, talking about cannabis. It's right. Rules of change. There's just about totally well-established industry around it, depending the, it hasn't matured yet. There's still things that they deal with, the regulations and so on, but there's all the players are in place now.
Well, no, I don't even think all the players are in place
really?
Yet.
There's still
I think in terms of growing and selling, they're all in place.
Yes.
But what's being developed, I mean, I know there's a company called 360 Secure, which I've talked to many times over the years, but now they're involved in the whole transportation, logistics, and securing these facilities. Because just as much as the, let's say, the illegal gray market was threatened by theft or, fighting in wars, I mean, you're starting to see that happen even in the legalized market. So these facilities are going to require huge levels of security. And it's not just that. I mean, now we're talking international security because once you have final good products and you're shipping medical cannabis oils around the world, I mean, these are extremely high-value goods.
Yeah.
So it's really taking a company that's very knowledgeable in security and transportation, but also very knowledgeable with the plant itself or the industry. So that's one ancillary business. Just packaging and processing. In Canada, they're not going to allow, even in the rec market, they're only allowing selling of flowers or oil derivative products from the flower. But you don't have the edibles market or all these tinctures. Okay. And that's all coming. People know it's coming, but it's more slated, let's say, for 2019, end of 2019.
Yeah, but it really is more the beginning, isn't it? Only
Well, then there's the whole marketing and branding conferences that are all being put in place. So I would say, in terms of an industry rollout, we're maybe 20-30% there, but I think there's still
out in the countryside, there's guys putting together breweries and distilleries now. Are they going to have farms for marijuana?
I would
make it a novelty, have music and entertainment, and you come out with your staff party and come to the marijuana farm.
I would think so. Actually, it's funny you mention that because I started a hemp farm project this summer just outside of Guelph.
Yes.
And talking to the gentleman about it and a few other things, he really wants to do this huge festival out that way.
Okay.
Because they want to turn that area outside of Guelph. It's about 40 minutes outside of Guelph on the other side, not the KW side, but the other side going towards Georgetown Way.
Yeah.
And, the gentleman's talking about turning that whole area into a hemp industry, but then doing this festival for cannabis this coming summer in 2019.
Wow.
Like having 15, 20,000 people, and I've talked to security guys about it. So
it's like a big concert, like a mill race festival or a...
It a weekend thing too, where people can consume cannabis. You have vendors there, make a camping option, music bands. So... it's all in talks right now. Hopefully, I'm involved with putting it together, and maybe it happens. I hope it does.
I wonder, in Kitchener here, we got down the road, you have Descendants Brewery, and there's just a whole bunch of these. Would there be the same thing for marijuana? Do you think?
Well, there's one
social scene like that where you come.
Absolutely, I think that's going to all happen.
I wonder if they'd get together and just share facilities, a restaurant pairs up with a brewery, then pairs up with. Maybe a painting group and then pairs up with marijuana. They could do all kinds of combinations.
I would think so. It all depends on what Health Canada now allows in terms of consumption at public facilities. So really, I think the consumption law is that you've got to do it in your private home or residence, right?
Okay. You can't walk down the street with a beer.
Here's the reality of it.
Yeah.
There are people now who consume cannabis not by smoking, so you would never know. They're vaping it. So which reduces the smell significantly. There's cannabis products and vaping oils, edibles will all come out. So the good thing, Canada, in terms of products that will be available for sale in the recreational market, with the flowers and the oils. But Health Canada is allowing the average person to take those flowers and make edibles if they want. Or so you'll be able to take the flower, do whatever you want. And yeah. you could go anywhere in the public, consume cannabis. No one would even know.
Yeah.
Unless they saw you were totally high and couldn't remember half a conversation, then maybe. Yeah. But I think that's all coming. You know, that's the other part of it. I mean, we're going to start to see maybe venues that are cannabis friendly, as long as, you know, not smoking, but cannabis friendly yeah. venues. One of the ideas, you know, we were talking about this outdoor festival. One of the other things I was thinking was, well, you know, KW has Oktoberfest.
That's right.
So big beer consumption, all of this. So I was thinking, you know, I'm trying to reach out to the guys who organized Oktoberfest, and I did, but I'm thinking, you know, it'd be nice to have legalization comes October 17th. Oktoberfest usually lasts into the middle of October, the second weekend. Why not? And then legalization just happens right after 4 or 5 days. I figured, why not the next weekend make an annual thing, call it Kentoberfest or something like this, where it's an extension of Oktoberfest, but yeah. cannabis friendly.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be a part of it. You know, we're in KW. It'd be a great thing to do.
You get to wear your lederhosen and your...
Well, we'd make it cannabis related, sure. But yeah, whatever it is, it's just a celebration of,
yeah.
I guess, finally having legalization. It comes right up. Yeah. Right after Oktoberfest.
Well, there's certainly a place for novelty and, you know, people. It's just some of these ideas are just so charming and they have a life of their own for a while. Maybe they continue, but
well,
it'd be kind of a hoot.
But that's the beauty of it. Now that we have legalization, the ideas and opportunities are just endless. People yeah. will innovate and hopefully bring these cool concepts, ideas, you know, all of it to light. And I think it will happen as long as we don't get a lot of rules from the government side.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say about the rulemaking. People think the government makes that up, but usually they're responding to complaints, and then they don't want to make rules for the sake of rules. They're just trying to anticipate what they know can go wrong. Well, I knew in the middle of it, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, you know, I get a lot of questions. People ask me, well, you know, why should we have legalization? It's just a plant and all yeah. this. And I'm kind of on the fence because I'm a free market type of a guy.
Right.
So had the marijuana industry been not legalized but decriminalized and people would be allowed to do and consume whatever as yeah. a part of an entity, that would have been the ideal scenario. But we do have legalization. At the end of the day, if you don't like the system the way it is set up in terms of the government controlling and setting up the rules and regulations around your purchase or acquisition of cannabis, the one thing the government of Canada has done and has allowed is every household, so not individual, but a household,
yeah.
will be allowed to grow 4 plants on their own.
Right.
So if you have something against the legal system or the licensed producers, and trust me, many of these licensed producers don't make quality cannabis. It's the old school growers, the guys who are actually, you know, the BC guys, but all the old school guys,
yeah.
they were the ones that are the pioneers that kept the cannabis community alive all these years. They
right.
really know what they're doing.
Right. Wow, it's gonna be an interesting unfolding. It'll fill your life. This'll be your career. You can make a career of this.
Yeah, you know, I've gone through three major. This is my third major trend in life. So I graduated university with a finance degree.
Yeah,
but I got into the computer industry because it was just in the mid '90s. Tech was booming. The internet was just taking off. So I started, getting involved. I've always worked for myself.
Yes.
So I've had a tech company. I was doing web and multimedia work downtown Toronto, large corporate clients like the big Canadian companies doing web and multimedia, a lot of e-learning solutions.
Yes.
So I rode out the tech boom, and then that kind of died out. Then I got onto the resource sector, precious metals, gold and silver, why it was going up. And so I got involved in that industry. And then back in 2013, caught on to what was happening in cannabis. And, mm-hmm. you know, here I am still almost 5 years later, and I still foresee another five years more of boom times ahead. Maybe after another 5 years, I'll hopefully have done well enough in the industry that I get that early retirement that seems to be elusive to most Canadians. But, anyone who got participated early has built a name and got involved and is in the cannabis space
well, sure,
will do really well right now.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, sometimes the first guys in end up being in the best spot for sure.
Well,
yeah.
You look at
like they're in a spot that wherever it goes, they're the first to reach, they're attuned to it, and then the first can jump to that new stream.
Sure. Well, here's also another reality of it is you have, you know, hundreds of years of every other industry being built out. So the opportunity at the early stages of growth of an industry, there's not many industries, but cannabis now has come out and we've got this whole new industry that's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's still fairly early stages that, and all the ancillary and spin-off businesses, the verticals, I mean, this is just, it's still early stages, but these will all get built out by individuals. So if you're an entrepreneur or have any sort of business sense, it makes sense because you're still early enough that you could actually build something significant. Most other industries try to build a new Ford company or, you know, without having billions of dollars, you just can't compete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sound like you really got a handle on what's going on. And there's that agriculture connection. And this is, I'm glad you came in for a little visit today. We're going to play another song because we've got a couple more segments to go here.
Sure, okay.
And I see queued up here is Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about Lenny Kravitz.
Again, he was just a great rock and roll guy. He's a solid guy, man. Musician. Got to see him in concert as well. But, you know, the Black Crowes, there's the guys I was getting involved or listening to more so back in the university days.
And,
yeah.
Cool. Good stuff. Folks, don't forget to post some questions or comment to us. We're available at this next segment to chat. We've covered all the basics, so feel free to send in a question and a comment on Facebook Live video. Looks like we're up and streaming. I'm glad to see that. And with that, we'll come back in a few short minutes after we listen to Lenny Kravitz with our guest today, Vin Maru. See you in a short bit.
Hi, I'm Sue.
And I'm Janet.
I'm from Woodstock.
And I'm from Embro.
We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca.
Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio.
The WFA represents the farmer producers in the Waterloo region.
Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo.
The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 RadioWaterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
Folks, we're back. I got Vin right to work here. We're going to... He's a ghoul. You go ahead and mess with that there for a bit. I can chat for a bit. So I got Vin's our guest. Vin Maru's our guest today. He's come in, and this is our section of our show where you do kind of a wrap-up of stuff. And I was just talking with him and said, hey, let's get some more comments on our comment section here. And he said, I'm going to go on my Facebook. So if you're getting a message from Vin right now that he's on the Agriculture Show by Jeff Steger, then... feel free to log in there and fire us off some questions, and hopefully you've had some luck there. That'd be great.
You're actually going to do it on LinkedIn.
All right.
It might be even better.
All right. See, that's why I have such great guests. They get stuff figured out, and then away they go, and then life is better. Hope your day is going well, folks. I think it's an odd day. It's September 18th. I just don't know if the weather knows if it wants to be summer yet or does it want to be fall. And it's not sunny and bright, but it's warm. There's not much wind. Just an odd kind of a day, but we'll take it. Better than the alternative, which is snow, which is coming soon enough. Today's guest, Vin, has a little project on the go. I hope you caught our web addresses we had mentioned before. A couple things on the go. He's in many facets of that new and emerging market of marijuana, which includes the granddaddy of them all is hemp, a pre-war industrial product, and coming back has so many great uses. Of course, the medicinal uses of marijuana, the cannabinoids. You got me trying to
cannabinoids,
and lastly, of course, the recreational use. There's a lot to be done in this industry as they proceed through all the various licensing and requirements and the like. And so just glad to have Vin come in today and tell us a little bit about what's happening here on the marijuana.
I found your show on Facebook, and I'm actually going to put it as a link.
All right.
On LinkedIn.
Cool. It's just amazing. So that's great. We've got time in our show for lots more stuff. Yeah, well, not a whole lot more, but we're going to hopefully see a bunch of people post some stuff in there. Vin and I are going to just review what we talked about so far just to get everybody's interest and whet their appetite.
There we go. Put the link in, so hopefully it'll come up.
All right. Good stuff. Good work. See, that's it. And not only that, you're switching cameras. I got the good camera light. I think we should leave it there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The listeners.
I don't know.
So we've had our fourth segment so far. Let's review just quickly. Who are you? What do you do? What do you do about agriculture? And just to review, Vin is a Kitchener kid who went off to, was it St. Catharines,
and then Toronto.
Yeah. And now back here. And
I actually did a couple of winters in Mexico. Living down there.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And you have, a dozen or so people show up for a hearty Christmas meal? How many? Do you have aunts and uncles here?
A couple aunts and uncles in town.
Yeah.
But,
very nice.
Yeah.
So any traditions at the holidays? Do you all choose to go and buy a Christmas tree at the same time or go skating?
You know, I grew up in an Indian family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Christmas wasn't westernized like,
yeah,
it would be here. I mean, we would have, we'd get together because it was holiday seasons,
right,
but it wasn't a big thing in terms of your yes. traditional sense of Christmas.
What, oh, I know.
What it, they would consider here.
The question is kind of, see, being you were kind of born and raised here, I didn't know whether, the unique part about Canada is we all have this kind of some tradition of where we came from merged up with the whatever's happening in this.
So it's like a hybrid almost of cultural traditions. Right?
Yeah. So I figured you probably had some really cool, interesting hybrid things you did for the holiday season.
Again, it wasn't really a big thing for us. Like, yeah. I mean, we'd get together and that would be about it.
Are there other times of the year where you like to get together and celebrate things that your parents and aunts and uncles might be more familiar with?
Well, they do. They celebrate a lot of the Indian holidays and special days. Yep. Like Diwali is a new year for India. I mean, so they're into that. Yeah. It's funny. I grew up in Canada. I came here at such a young age that going to school here, I was the only Indian in grade school up and through high school. I was maybe one other person in our. I grew up in a very westernized, let's call it, cultural environment where.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But, you know, as I got. And so it was all westernized, all throughout university and all that. But I think in the last decade, I would say, or last 10 years or so, you start to appreciate your cultural background, your roots, but really more of, I guess, as a process of searching of who you are, where you came from, what your purpose in life is, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good story. And then I asked you next, what are you doing? So I'd hate to even try to hit all those things, but you've got a couple of web addresses that represent a media company you have, plus also your messing around with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And then not on top of that, you're looking, anticipating the future of the need out there for the industry to survive and so on. Did I ask you, do you have any hobbies?
We talked about that. But
what did you tell me?
Hobbies right now is very little because it's work. But back in the day, you know, I loved the golf, sports, different activities.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What were those web addresses again? While we're talking about that part of the show we talked about, which was
sure.
What do you do?
So Invest in MJ was the very first main portal, and that's the one that had the most interaction. I'm talking about investment opportunities there, but it started Golden Tech Media as a media company because I was doing media back in the '90s, and I figured there's going to be a great need for it. So in there, I mean, I've launched websites like buyingcannabis.ca, cannabisfarms.ca, cannabismagazine.ca. I own quite a few of these, so they're all up on the portfolio chain. You know, I'm excited about tech, being from a tech background.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's this whole blockchain technology and tokenization that's all going to be attributed to the cannabis industry as well. So speaking about that at the O-Cannabis conference earlier this summer. Then a few weeks ago, I was speaking at the Grow Up conference about cannabis farming and outdoor farming, hemp. So, you know, it really comes down to is...
We have a listener, and just thank Mr. Poole for listening in.
Oh, hey, Jeff Poole. Thank you for joining. You have any questions, by all means?
Type something in there. We put our guests to work here. We train them as well. You thought you'd just sit here and talk. You got to compose messages.
Or join.
There you go. Perfect. So, folks, if you are interested in having any questions or comments for Vin here, please go ahead there. Hopefully there's some people come through on your LinkedIn there. I think that's what you're trying to do there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I posted it on LinkedIn. You know, so that's where I have most of the traction. Maybe I should have done that earlier. I didn't even think about it until then, but and it's funny because I have a cannabisconference.ca website, so I'm very well connected with many of the conference organizers to the point where I'm getting more speaking engagements.
Yeah.
So really it's a jack of all trades, specialty and none. and people tell me, Vin, focus on one thing, do it right. And I'm like, no.
There's maybe so I've got ADD
or something. And I just, it's one of those things. I just take the approach to this whole industry is, I want to dabble in everything, get a bird's eye view of everything that goes on in the space. So it really helps me put the pieces together, connect it all, and then share that information. But the one big thing would be the media company, me doing media work.
And then we talked a little bit about agriculture, and one of your hats you wear is that you're a farmer.
I started to become a farmer, and I think that trend is going to continue. Yeah, we started a hemp farm project, a legal licensed hemp farm project earlier this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I just see it as a big opportunity in the coming years. But I've always loved gardening, so maybe it's one of those things where as I get older, I'm getting back to nature, you know,
Yeah. And
kind of that whole being grounded type of thing. I think, you know, as much as I'm excited about being in this whole industry, I think the goal would be just to be able to get back to nature a little more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think of it. You want to talk a little bit about your radio show you do here at CKMS Radio? When do you broadcast and what do you talk about?
Yeah, so it's Thursday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time,
Yep. Here
on CKMS 102.7. And really, I called the show Toking Cannabis. So it's a T-O-L-K-I-N-G. Okay. So instead of talking cannabis or toke, it's toking cannabis. Yeah, yeah. And one of the sites that I have is cannabisfm.com. So the plan is to put all of the radio shows, turn them into podcasts, and put them up onto cannabisfm.com, as well as other people in the industry that are doing podcasts. And I know of will be hosting a lot of podcasts on that site.
Yeah, guests are a wonderful thing. You know, just everyone has a great and interesting story, and just makes great content. And I don't know about you, I find guests are so. You know, I like to think I'm an original guy and all kinds of stuff's going on, but in fact, unlike most people, I run out of stuff after about two or three shows.
Yeah, well,
other people come in to make you think of, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that perspective.
And that's part of the goal of the radio show that I'm doing on the station. And is the first few shows was me just talking about the industry, who I am, that sort of thing. But 2 weeks ago, I had an interview for the 40 Minutes with Randy Rowe from Grow Up Conference.
Okay.
And, you know, being at the conference and speaking with the other speakers there, I've mentioned to many of them about me doing this radio show and having them come on and as guests. So really what I'm doing now is kind of planning out my fall of guest speakers or guests that'll be coming on the radio show with me. And a lot of them will be truly like industry pioneers, experts. These are the people that I know. So, yeah. I mean, really it'll be a wealth of information.
Sounds like got things well planned out. You are a busy guy. Are you anticipating having a full office of people to help you out, or are you going to keep on being brave and do it all yourself?
It's a tough one. I've had employees in the past.
Yeah.
Don't know if I want to go through that whole effort. I would really think for now my plan is to plant a lot of these seeds, contract people in as they need the work done.
See what works.
And see what, you know, which business entity that I'm building is really taking off. But really at that point, it's, you know, just like cannabis. You plant a bunch of seeds.
Yes.
You weed out the unhealthy ones, get rid of them, keep the healthy plants going. And then, you know, the goal would be is just let other people nurture them. Like have industry experts get involved and take over what I've just started. And that would be about it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's play another song here before we get into our last section. And thanks for listening in today so far, folks. We'll do one more song and then a bit of a play after that. But if you want to throw in any last minute question or comments on our Facebook Live feed, we'd be more than glad to try to tackle them. But what we're going to do now is play another song, and this is their last selection. This is Led Zeppelin, and it's Good Times, Bad Times.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has good times and bad times. Led Zeppelin's got to be one of the icons in the music industry. I don't think you can get much bigger in terms of a rock and roll band back then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's true. They've been around a long time. I'm not too sure. I'm always surprised at how well some of these bands still are floating around.
The irony is, even the younger generation, someone's in their teens and 20s, they all know Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I know. It's an odd damn thing, isn't it? Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's play this, and we'll come back and talk to Vin for another few minutes after this, and just fresh up my coffee. We're back. It's the Agriculture Show. We'll see you shortly.
Now I've reached that age, I've tried to do all those couple of days till she was rid of me. She swore that she would be all mine and love me till the end. But when I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend. Oh. Good times, bad times, you know I've had my share. When my woman left home for a brown man, well, I still don't seem to care.
Hi, this is Nicola Thomas from Grand River Food Forestry. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is Paul Jolly, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicobuck. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Thanks for listening today, folks. Hey, it's Agriculture Show. Your host, Jeff Steger. Today's guest is Vin Maru. We've had some great songs. Sure, nothing wrong with listening to Led Zeppelin. That's a great band. Good stuff.
Thanks.
You like all this music. You've got some great selection, classics. Maybe when your life settles down, you'll have a chance to be back into concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe, I think so. Maybe it's, I love listening to the music in the car and stuff like that, but it's tunnel vision I have right now. It's just to
you're just focused on what you do.
Yeah.
Last section of the show, Vin, I've got a question for you. What are you doing in the next 2 hours, then the next 2 days, and the next 2 weeks, next 2 months, next two years.
Okay.
The next 20 years, you want to go that far? Let's start with the beginning. How far are we going? What are you doing the next 2 hours?
Next 2 hours, right after the show, I'm going to be going back to my office.
Yeah.
Got a few quotes I've got to get out for lighting, get some posts done, research on a couple of presentations that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, back to work kind of thing. Back to the grind in the next 2 hours. Yeah.
Next 2 days?
Next 2 days. Work. I have to get into Toronto because there was a couple of people that wanted to meet with me from after the conference that I had to follow up with, and I have to get down and meet to the suppliers and that sort of stuff. So hopefully that, it's not all work. I mean, when I do take a day off on the weekend or afternoon off, I love going to Toronto. I have very close friends of mine. They've got a little five-year-old, and I'll adore him. So I spend as much time as I can soak up his energy.
I was hoping there were some stories like that where you have a chance to hang out with some people and enjoy their kids and then go for a walk or whatever that entails.
Yeah. You know, Toronto's always been great. That's why I love being there.
Yeah.
It's a lively city.
Yeah, it's
so it's a big shock coming back to Kitchener, and I really find it mellowed out and calm.
You thought you fell off the end of a dock somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Well, but the good thing is it actually puts me into a bit of a focus right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kitchener is the last stop on my life's journeys and whatnot. I hope to do a lot more traveling over the coming year. So, you know, over the 2-year time frame we're asking, I've got possibly going to LA for a speaking engagement, then back to Prague in November because I spoke there last year in November.
Okay.
At a conference in the cannabis industry. I think as things start to finish off, you know, fully developing in Canada, then I think the international cannabis market's going to be huge, getting speaking engagements and opportunities around the world.
So that's good. Is this what's going to happen the next 2 weeks? What do you do next 2 weeks?
Next 2 weeks? Wow. Finishing off a grow room project for a customer.
Yeah.
That hopefully will get done. And be in town working, getting ready for the speaking engagement in LA.
Okay.
But yeah, not much more than that. Oh, actually, not this coming weekend and the following weekend, visiting with friends in Toronto. We're getting together for a friend's birthday party, going out, having drinks, dinner, that sort of thing. So that's about my social life is hanging out with friends and family.
In the next 2 months?
The two speaking engagements, they're a big thing, one in December as well.
And where are they again?
So I've been invited to speak in LA October 3rd and 4th, or 4th or 5th.
Yep.
Still debating whether I even want to go to that one, because what I'm hearing is people at the border who are involved in the cannabis industry are getting shut down.
Yeah.
Investors even, I mean, to that point. So
funny, eh?
Yeah, it's just the way the U.S. has been.
It's to be a test case, right? Unless they have a ruling out.
Wow. So that's one. But then Prague in early November.
Yes. Okay.
And then maybe Vancouver in December for the O Cannabis conference there. I'll speak to them. See? Yeah.
In 2 years?
2 years. Traveling, more rollout of this industry. Hopefully at some point trying to dwindle down the hours.
Yeah.
Right now it's 12 to 14 hour days, 16 hour days right now.
It's a lot.
It is, but you almost have to do what you got to do while you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that after that, maybe get some sort of a normalized life, a social life going again.
Well, when you got energy and something's come along, it's a good time just to let it all rip. Just put your energy into it.
And that's the beauty of it. I feel more energized now than I have in a long time, right? And it's just
a dilemma, isn't it? The busier you are, the more you have energy to do stuff.
Well, you get excited. It's exciting. And the funniest thing is people ask me about if I'm doing it for the money. And I go, no, I'm doing this because it's just exciting to be in this space.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the money, but I think the money is going to come.
Yep.
As a part of it. Yep. But that's the next 2 years. And
20 years?
Time to hopefully have retired. And the goal is to retire in 5 to 7 years from now.
Would you, I see Elon Musk and has the first passenger on his around the moon space trip thing. Some Chinese billionaire has paid for the first
trip out there. Yeah.
Is that something you'd like to aspire to?
I'd love to be. I'm an adventurous guy.
Would you go up in a spaceship?
Definitely. But there's the whole question around, how far they can go in space, right? I mean, supposedly we did it in the 60s, gone to the moon. I kind of really question that. I guess I'm a bit of a conspiracy guy because I look at the reality of things. If they couldn't, they could do it back in the 70s. Why haven't they gone much further than the space station now? But either way, if... Either in space, underwater, underground, I think, there's a lot of untapped. I think I'd be happy over the next 20 years just even continuing to explore Earth as we see it and travel to places I've
never been.
Wow,
there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I think only 5% of the ocean's been explored.
Yeah.
A lot of dirt.
Absolutely.
A lot of interesting stuff could be there. Yeah. Ben, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest today, taking time from your busy schedule. And good luck with your speaking engagements, and good luck with your show. Tell us again, it's Thursdays from...
Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay.
And thank you for having me on your show. I was looking forward to it, and I'm glad glad we had the chance to do it today.
Glad we connect up. It made perfect sense. I talked to anybody about agriculture, and you're a grower, and you also have to eat three times a day, so you qualify as an interest in agriculture.
Well, and if anyone's interested in the agricultural side of the cannabis industry, yep, I'll have a lot more information on cannabisfarms.ca.
Okay. So for that, folks, we'll close up for the day. Just thanks for listening in. We'll see you in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. See you later. Bye for now.
Thanks, Jeff.